Good morning. We're continuing the Mehilcha Shabbos, learning Taltes, and we're discussing the concept of Einam Hizkayim. So we left off in saying that there's a concept of Einam Hizkayim, which sometimes is going to be mutter. An example was Tefira. So now, according to our rules, Tefira, which is less than 24 hours, is going to be mutter. So a person opens the tabs of the diapers before Shabbos, and then re-glues them with the intent to use them over Shabbos. This new act of gluing it together, which is tofer, was made to be less than 24 hours. So that'll be mutter. A person needs a bandage on Shabbos, and he needs to take off the backing from the bandage. And that, again, it's a situation of tefira. It's hold of tefira, they're glued together. It's been sitting in his medicine chest for a year. So is that called Einam Hizkayim? The current knot has been sitting there for quite a year, so the current should be also to open it up. And Shlomo Zalman has an argument like this. He says that something which is made that it could be used immediately, and regards to the one who made it, they would like it to be able to be used immediately, even though it might not actually be used immediately. Since we're defining the concept of Einam Hizkayim is based on intent, so the manufacturer would love the idea that we should use all the bandages immediately and buy new bandages. Practically, that's not going to happen, Baruch Hashem. But that, in the mitzvah, the manufacturer's intent, he was happy that it should be used immediately. So that would be called enemy shakayama. It won't be allowed to remove that backing. I do want to point out that this concept is referring to gluing together. Using Velcro to connect to things is not the malacha of Tefer. And did not have the issue. It's a minute collection of hooks and eyes, which allows Velcro to work. And that hooking something through an eye is not considered the malacha of Tefer. So we've touched on the concept of Einam Hizkayim in regards to Tefer. Regards to Kesher, we mentioned that as well. In regards to Kesev, so Einam Hizkayim does not make it mutter, whereas over here we discuss that there are scenarios of Einam Hizkayim which now it's become mutter by kosher and matir. Regards to ksiva, the fact that the person plans to erase it after Shabbos does not make it mutter. Even a ksiva which of its own accord will not last is still also mir rabbanon. So a person writes with something which the ink tends to fade very quickly. A person writes it in sand, which writes letters in sand, which the wind will obliterate shortly down the road, or water will come and obliterate it. It's on the seashore. It's still going to be usher to do so. So Einam Hizkayim by Kesev is not mutter. The same thing is true by Tzeveya, which is derived from Kesev. Comes the binyan, comes the bina, a binyan which has no permanence to it at all. It's not really discovered together. It goes under the concept of, so binyan bekalim, which we're makra, that the recursion that is binyan bekalim, it's only if it has a certain amount of integrity to the structure. Something which is structurally doesn't have integrity, it's going to fall apart, would not be considered a concern of binyan bekalim. It would be a mutter to do. The fact that a person plans to undo it, something which of its own accord could last, that would not be mutter. Does not make a mutter. Binyan l'shoah is we see from the Mishkan, is a problematic. But by binyan b'kalim, as opposed to binyan b'karka, binyan b'kalim, something which is made to be temporary, if it's intrinsically not solid, it's going to fall apart, come apart. That's not called b'arna. If of its own accord, it will stay together. It's going to be yasser, but it might be a sidra bonum. Interesting application of this. Person's sukkah falls on Shabbos, and he wants to ask a non-Jew to rebuild the sukkah for him. So putting the sukkah, the person intends to keep it there for 7, 8, 9 days. And then after he took it, take it apart. The sukkah of its own accord might last longer, but that's the person's intent. So if this is only a sidra bonum, he can ask going to do it, shus to shus, b'makam mitzvah. If it's going to be asumir raisa, that then a person cannot ask a non-Jew to do that. The Supreme Haggadah was actually has this question. He's not sure that maybe he says more than 7 days might be considered a Zman of Kayama to the point it would be usher to ask a non-Jew to rebuild it. There is, however, a steer Mishnah Berurah is in this regard, Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Sukkah. When he discusses this issue, one place he says that it's mutter, one place he brings a machlokas. So the assumption of halacha l'maisa is that at Makom Mitzarech, we are samach on that, that's going to be mutter. We can ask a non-Jew to rebuild the sukkah, which collapsed on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Have a good day.